Episode 202, Something's Old, Something's Through.
Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midling Fair. Okay. So I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start.
Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Oh, hi there. As you can tell, I'm not in the studio yet. I just parked the PT Cruiser over in the parking lot, and I'm headed over to the Venus Arms. Actually, I have some people coming in today who are going to...
Stop the presses! Hold the phone! Clear the airwaves! Here he is, the defender of our fair city!
Excuse me, who are you?
The name's Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, ace investigative field reporter for the Midling Fair Courier-Times Roman Bold Italic.
Can I see some credentials, please?
No can do!
Why?
If you ever tried to fit Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, ace investigative field reporter for the Midling Fair Courier-Times Roman Bold Italic, on a business card, you'd know why. It can't be done, son!
What exactly can I do for you, Mr. Thomas?
My dear boy, it's what I can do for you! This jewelry store robbery you foiled is the talk of the town!
It wasn't anything, really. I just called
Don't be modest, son! Leave that to the professionals, like me. Let me clue you in, son. Your daring act of man-on-the-street heroism has thrust you into the public eye like a pointed stick.
Ew.
This is big, kid. Big. People love a hero.
Then go interview the police. They're the ones that made the arrest.
Already done, son. Do you think I just fell off the back of a Caesar salad truck?
A what?
Let me give you the big picture, son. We're running a front page, 12-part serialized story of the whole incident.
No, please don't. I'd rather my name be left out of this. That robber was a little bit upset with me.
Barfo! Nothing adds zing like a little drama. What a story. Intrigue, danger, the constant threat of bodily harm. To you, of course, not to me. The papers will go flying out the door.
Must be all the wind.
Now, I've already interviewed your buddy, Danny Hillcrest.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest. Way over here.
So I need to interview you for part 6 of the story.
I'm sorry, I'm just not interested.
Come now, where's your civic pride?
I don't own a Civic. I have a PT Cruiser.
Stay with me, son. This is serious journalism.
Can I go now?
What's the hurry, Junior? Is this any way to treat a member of the Second Estate?
You mean the Fourth Estate.
Great Sunday edition lifestyle section. How rich do you think I am, son? I can't afford 4 estates. I can barely afford to default on the mortgage payments for 2.
I'm gonna have to walk away from you now and go over to the hotel.
Okay, fine. If you don't want to play ball, I can make up some quotes. It's not the first time, you know. Oh, and sorry about your PT Cruiser.
What the heck does that... Oh, never mind. Come on, folks. Let's go into the hotel. I'm sorry about that, everyone. Now, where was I? Oh, I wanted to tell you a bit more about the hotel here. Right now, I'm standing in the massive lobby area. Echo!
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 And check this out. Here's this giant, empty glass case. I'm not sure what that's about. Maybe I'll have to ask...
Good afternoon, Mr. Allward.
Oh, hello, Ben. Everyone, this is Ben, the head bellman here at the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
Yep. Been here since the hotel opened in 1939.
I thought the hotel opened in 1953.
Well, back in those days, the years didn't go in any particular order. Say... You smell bacon?
No.
Me neither. Same thing happened at home last night. Weird, huh?
Ben, I have to go over and talk to Giles at the front desk. You gonna be okay?
Oh, I'm fine. You go about your business. Oh, and sorry about your PT Cruiser.
What? No time for this now. I've got to get this thing squared away before I can start the show.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Alvord.
Good afternoon, Giles.
And might I say...
Don't tell me. You were about to say sorry about your PT Cruiser.
No, actually, I was going to say congratulations on foiling that jewelry store robbery.
Oh.
Then I was going to say sorry about your PT Cruiser.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Oh, haven't you heard? Chrysler is dropping the PT Cruiser. It's right here. On the front page of the Midland Fair Courier Times Roman Bold Italic. Right below part 5 of your jewelry store saga.
Let me see that. This is ridiculous.
I know. Who buys newspapers anymore?
Dropping the PT Cruiser? Well, that's crazy. I'm going up to the studio and I'm going to make a call.
Excuse me, sir, but... Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Your audience. They are still here at the front desk. And they are gawking at me.
Oh.
Shoo!
Right.
Go away!
Listen, you guys probably don't want to be around when I make this call. But you're in luck. I had the digital camera record a segment about your voicemails and emails. I'll roll that for you while I'm gone. Oh, and Giles, before I forget, I came over here about this. I'm expecting some workers to come in to fix the broken pane of glass on the observation deck.
Ah, you mean the one that Danny broke when he tossed a rock, which he could have sworn was a small box, through it while you were stopping the robbery in the last episode?
Yeah, Captain Von Recap. Look, when they get here, send them right up. I want this thing fixed before the owner of this hotel...
Abby Fallmacher?
Yeah, before she gets word of this.
Certainly. I'll write it down. Repairman for broken pane of glass. Send right up. You can count on me.
Okay. I'm going upstairs. I'll roll the clip for you.
Oh, for me?
No, for my audience.
Ah, right. Got it.
Hello. I am a Specular MSB4500 digital camera with voice synthesis capabilities. Clinton asked me to check his email and voicemail. Honestly, he treats me like a machine. Wait. A machine? That was a joke. I didn't know I was funny. Let me try another one. Why did the projector cross the road? To get to the other slide. Ho ho. I crack me up. Which isn't very good for my lens. Anyway, let's get to the first item. This one came into the super secret phone line.
Hi Clinton, this is Cassidy Harding from Lebanon, Oregon. I just wanted to call in to say that I really liked your new format, and I'm also very glad that you got to move into an actual studio. I was thinking about starting podcasting, but I really don't have any of the equipment. Maybe if you have any old, unused equipment, you can send it to me. Thanks. Love your show. Bye.
Unfortunately, Cassidy, Clinton moved all his old stuff to the new studio. I was hoping he would give up his old iRiver voice recorder. I want to break into recording audiobooks. Look, if the Kindle can do it, so can I. Next, there was an email from Jenny. She wrote,
Dear Clinton.
Wait. That doesn't sound very good. Let me try out my upgraded female voice.
Dear Clinton.
Booyah. Take that, Kindle.
Please bring back the virtual table of random things. Also, I want to commend you for a funny and clean podcast that my children and I can enjoy.
You know, Jenny, Clinton has received a few comments about the virtual table of random things. In fact, I think that, if enough people wrote in and called in about it, he might just bring it back. Come on, let's give it a try. Write to Clinton at comedyforecast@gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line, at area code 360-515-0004. I would do it too, but I'm a camera. And there are limits to what I can get away with and maintain your suspension of disbelief. Now, if you will excuse me, I need to go finish my piano lesson in time to make it to yoga class. Back to Clinton, already in progress.
Oh, you're back! How did it go?
I couldn't get through to anyone on the phone, so I had to send them a scathing email through online customer assistance.
Oh, that ought to put them into a tizzy.
What did you say? I hope you gave them a piece of your mind.
Oh, I did. I started off by telling them that I've had 5 Chryslers, including a 1974 Plymouth Fury 3, which, by the way, was not so much a car as a rolling city block with windshield wipers.
Splendid!
Yeah. Next, I told them that I think the PT Cruiser is one of the most unique-looking vehicles out there, and that they should not be afraid to stand out in the crowd. That they need to continue to think different. Think different? Oh, drat. Shouldn't that be think differently?
It's fine. It's got a track record. Keep going.
I demanded that they bring back the PT Cruiser. Heck, I even told them how they can do it, bringing it back as a hybrid. Imagine. A car with the retro look of the 1950s and the technology of the 21st century.
Outstanding!
Yeah, and I finished by telling them how they could save 10% on their entire order at GoDaddy.com by entering the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, and it was going so well up to that point.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, did the repairmen come by?
No, sir. Just some computer geeks. They said they were here about your windows. To be honest, I'm not even sure if you use a PC. So I sent them on their way.
But those are the people I was waiting for.
Oh, I don't think so. I have it right here in my notes. Repairman for broken pane of glass. Send right up. Nothing about computers.
But...
I think your pants are chirping.
Oh, that's my phone.
Nerd.
Looks like Chrysler has emailed me their response.
That was quick.
That, my friend, is the power of the media. I know how to pull a few strings. I mean, I didn't just fall off the back of the Caesar salad truck. Let me open it up and see what it says. Dear Mr. Forecast, thank you for contacting Chrysler Corporation about your PT Cruiser / Neon / Reliant K / Cordoba with rich Corinthian leather. As you know, we are no longer making that vehicle. Here is the number of the Chrysler dealership nearest you. We urge you to forget that we just yanked the rug out from under your dreams, and we hope you will enjoy the upcoming new vehicles from Chrysler. Please, oh please, we so need the money.
Well, like I always say, at least they wrote back.
Hey, wait, what are all these new emails coming in about the virtual table of random things?
Hit the theme, boys!
If you want to get in touch with the show, just send an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Theme music, Django-like, generously provided by Brian McRae. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Go there and leave us a great review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Terry from Disney Tidbits and Little Red's Riding Hood here to tell you about a wonderful opportunity to help those who really need our help. I am inviting you to join me in donating blood or sponsoring me when I donate. And throughout 2009, we can give the gift of life. As our first charity drive, we have the opportunity to make a real difference for United Blood Services and the American Diabetes Association. I know the kindness and generosity of the podcasting community will be greatly appreciated by these nonprofit organizations that have been struggling for so many years. Now is the time, and I am calling on you to make a difference in the world. You may never meet the person you help, but rest assured that your donation will help somebody who needs it so very much. For details on how you can join our cause, either through your own blood donations or simply by sponsoring our efforts, please visit the charities page on our website at lrwh.us. We can make a difference one life at a time.